This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 287. This is the last film of the X-Men franchise, and we're going to kick it all off with The Dark Phoenix from 2019. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I know we're going to say we saw this in a theater together, but were you... I remember this movie got a lot of flack. Were you one of those people that hated this movie?
No. Okay. I was not. I remember reviewing this on my old podcast and sitting there saying, I didn't hate it. Like, everybody I talked to hated it. Everyone's like, ugh. But you know what's funny? When I would talk to people, they couldn't really tell me any like great specific reasons why they hated it. So I wonder if there's a little bit of that everyone else hates it, so I think it's not good type thing. And I'm not saying that to everybody. If you're listening, don't get mad. If you really don't like it, you really don't like it. But I'm just saying, it seemed like there could have been, wait till we get to the Rotten Tomato scores and you'll see what I'm saying. So that's all I'll say.
I kind of agree with you. I think this is the movie that kicked off the pitchforks. You know what I mean? For superhero movies. Like, honestly, I'm going to be really honest with you. I came out the theater and I was like, I don't know what the hate was about. I enjoyed it when me and my wife came out of the theater. I was like, this was actually better than the movie behind it. You know what
Apocalypse?
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was way better than Apocalypse to me. But I mean, on the rewatch, we don't know yet. We're going to give you guys our fresh takes watching this today. But let's get right into it with the Rotten Tomatoes scores. And then we'll go into financials and then right into the movie.
All right. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. This has a 22% critic score. Critics hated it. 22%. Okay. And you know, Rotten Tomatoes, sometimes people will be seeing a Rotten Tomatoes score and be like, oh, everyone hates this movie. I hate this movie too. It's not good. But the audience score is still fresh. It's 64%. So while it's not super high, it's more than half, and it's 42% higher than the critic score. So that's all I'm saying is maybe it's not as bad as people thought it was. Maybe it is. I don't know. We're about to review it in a minute, but there's the scores. It's pretty big difference.
It's a very big difference. And check out the financials.
Oh, this is bad.
You could tell a lot of people were influenced by something, by Rotten Tomatoes themselves. The movie's budget was $200 million, right? I mean, it was. You could literally see $200 million up in this piece.
Yes.
Worldwide, it was $252 million. This was a flop.
Did you see the U.S.? It was only 60-something in the U.S.
65 million.
60. That's like not even 100 million in the U.S. for an X-Men. It lost the studio 133 million. That was the final report. With marketing and everything, it was a huge bomb. Huge.
And it could be a lot of Rotten Tomatoes swayed the people. And this is, again, this is could be the turning point of people being swayed by a fruit.
Or even, you know, that thing of like where you go see a movie, it's happened to people, like it's happened to me. Everyone has this happen. You go see a movie with friends, like let's say there's five of you and the other four didn't like it and you kind of liked it, and you'll just be like, yeah, you know what? I didn't really like it.
It's kind of whack. Yeah. It does happen. That
you don't
want to
be
happen.
The one guy who liked it sometime. And I bet that happened a bunch. You're like, no. Me and my friends, no, we all hated it. But in your heart, you were like, this ain't that bad. It's not
that could be true. That could be true. I'm not going to lie. So I was a victim of that when I was younger. Now I'm not, but
it happens in reverse too, though. Let's get it straight. Sometimes people will be like, they didn't like a movie that much, but everyone else liked it. And they'll be like, I liked it too. It was really good. I love this
Remember
movie.
That scene?
Remember that? Oh, scene. I love that part. And then they go home by themselves and they're like,
but you know what? We gave you guys the financials, the final financials for the X-Men franchise. Oh man, that was really bad.
Went out with a whimper.
It went out with a taste in the mouth. All right, with that said, let's start it off with the lead characters here. Another ensemble. So I'm gonna let you take the reins on this one. Where you want to go with?
Well, I liked them. I liked most of them. So let's start with the bad as far as the lead characters go. Mystique. Okay. We've talked about this the last few episodes. I'm already sick of her. So I'm like, I don't mind that she died in this movie, to be honest with you. I was like, good. Now we can, I mean, obviously we can't move on because this was the last one. But in theory, we could have moved on if this did well. So Jennifer Lawrence, it felt like she didn't want to be in this movie anymore, like in this franchise. Like, she's like, dang, we got to do another one. Like, you could tell, even her acting is just like, I'm here. please kill me so I could not film the rest of this movie. So I didn't really like her. Other than that, I mean, oh, Jean, I like Jean better in this movie than in Apocalypse, as far as her performance. I'll save that for story. But anyway, I did like her performance a bit better. Cyclops was awesome in this movie. And I know you're happy about this. I won't say much. I'll let you talk about him.
No, go Beast ahead. Speak it. Say what you got to say with Cyclops. Listen,
bro, Cyclops, finally. And this is what I was trying to tell you during Apocalypse. Yeah. If this kid got another chance to play him, he was a really good Cyclops. Ty Sheridan, he looked like a young Cyclops. He had the hair. He had the physical ability. Like, I thought he was really good. I almost like, I wish they don't change him for like any MCU movies. Like, I thought he was really good. Beast was better in this than he was in the last movie. Not only did he look better again. So every other movie, I guess he looks bad and then he looks good every other one. His whole character, his whole thing when Raven dies and he almost pretty much turns back. He goes to Magneto. He's like, bro, we gotta go kill her. Like, I love it. Like, that's some good character stuff. And then Magneto's always awesome. So we're not even gonna talk. Even if he's not even in this movie that much. But when he shows up, you're just like, oh, this guy. I love this guy. And Professor X, kind of a douchebag a little bit, and it comes back to bite him, and he has to learn and grow. So I liked the characters. I don't think they're amazing because Mystique's annoying, and I don't like that Quicksilver literally is in the first 10 minutes and then gets injured and then he's out of the whole rest of the movie. But I gave it a 4. Yeah. I don't have a problem with any of the leads.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 also. I love these characters. You know, it's nuts that we're up to like the 7th in the franchise, right? The 7th film.
Yep.
And the characters I enjoyed. I was not bored with the X-Men characters. Nightcrawler was my dude in this movie. Oh, he was so awesome in this film. Cyclops, let me just tell you, we finally got the Cyclops one. He was a leader. When he was just like, no, where he was like, I want you there. When he told Storm, he was like, he goes, no, I want you. I was like, oh my God, that is the Cyclops I wanted.
Yes.
And he was, I love the new visor. Oh, I love
it. Got the little buttons. You can see it.
Yeah, he kept pressing. I was like, this is awesome. I love that. Beast looked way better in all the... Oh, he looked so much better. I was like, you know what? He looked great. I love the fighting with him. I thought that was awesome. Storm was freaking awesome in this movie.
She finally did other things besides lightning.
Yes. She did wind.
Hail? Like ice?
She did hail. Yeah, she... And I think... And I love that they gave her the Holly Berry hairdo to make it look like she's the Holly Berry version of... the younger version, but the accent was still awesome. Cause I was like, I loved it. I thought that was really good. The accent was just point on with that character. I hope she stays as Storm. Like they all stay as the characters older because they're going to get older. But yeah, you know what, man, Magneto dude is still awesome. Oh man. He was really good in that one scene. He was like, whose blood is that?
I love how many times he asked. He kept asking.
And she did not answer.
No, and no matter what she said, he was like, yeah, but by the way, whose blood is that?
Yeah. She was just towing around because she knew if he said it, I think this dude would have threw every metal piece at her. But
how great is it when he shows up at the house and he's like, I know whose blood that is. That's the first thing he says to her. I know. It's a good callback. It's a good callback to his question.
Yeah. So, like, again, I think the ensemble is great, but, I mean, Professor X, man. He is so good. I don't know. James McAvoy is a great actor, dude.
I agree.
He showing his egotistical in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, and I kind of got it, though. To be honest with you, I was on his side because I'm like, he had the shit end of the stick.
Right.
For so many years, mutants, you know, mutants, mutants this, mutants that, they're finally at eating with the humans, like on the table. They are in the same, like they're finally seeing eye to eye. He has a direct line to the president. You know, they're giving him awards. And I kind of see it from Raven's point. Like, you, dude, you're just using us as guinea pigs and all that. But, and he's right. He goes, you damn right I am. Because he goes, I don't want you guys to get,
it's either this or we get killed.
And it's like a double-edged sword, bro. But I kind of liked it that they took it away from him. Because I was like, that is cool. But anyway, we could go on forever. And I love that Raven died because I did not understand how she was the leader of the damn group. I was like, I didn't get it. But it is what it is. All right, so 4 across the boards. Main villain, of course, is the Dark Phoenix and aliens.
It's the Dark Phoenix and those aliens called the Dabari, which are from the comic, by the way. Yeah. Okay. But I will say, let's talk about them really quick. Jessica Chastain, one of my favorite actresses, horribly miscast in this movie. absolutely yes. not the right person for this role. She's a great actress, but first of all, she looked mad weird. They like put her eyebrows blonde or something, and I didn't like it.
It blended with her skin. It was weird.
It was weird, yeah. It looked like she had no eyebrows. It was wackadoo. Yeah. So even though I love her, I don't know. She's a bad choice. They needed someone a little bit more like otherworldly. Someone who looks
sinister, like
yeah, more sinister, she could look, and more like alien. Even though the aliens take a human shape, if they would have got someone who, okay, let's say like Terminator, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger was perfect for the role of a big robot who talks like monotone, blah blah. They needed someone like a girl version of that, someone who looks kind of unique, is kind of odd.
I think I know who.
Who?
The girl, the I don't want to say on racist, but I don't know her name. Uh-huh. She was in the Marvel TV show, The Shield. She played Agent Coulson's right-hand man, the Chinese chick. She's in Star Wars, too.
Oh.
She played she was Chung Li in Street Fighter.
Oh, Ming-Na Wen?
Yes, her.
Yeah, she was the voice of Mulan, the cartoon.
There you go, her. Yeah, her.
Yeah, an Asian character would have been cool. Like, just someone who's, like, got that kind of thing. I don't know. So, anyway.
Because she could fight.
Yeah, exactly, that too. Yeah. So, the Dabari, I think they were not great because even though they're in the comics and they're in the Phoenix Saga, I don't think this movie did a good job of explaining who they were or what they wanted or what they were doing.
Yeah.
They just show up, they look like trees, and then they morph into people, and then that's kind of it. Like, they're like, we were watching from our spaceship, and our planet got destroyed. Like, they give you very little. So, I didn't care for them that much, and again, Chastain, bad casting. Dark Phoenix, I will say this much, very formidable, which I think she had to be. She literally can fight the whole team like by herself, pretty much. I thought that was cool. I actually liked the scene with her and Magneto. Like, he's trying to keep the helicopter low and she's trying to like launch it to kill everything. And that whole, and she just, he's like shaking, he's trying so hard and she's like just chilling, right? Yeah, I thought that was a great show of power. So while I have issues with the storyline with the Dark Phoenix, as a villain, I do think they did a good job with a lot of that. Even with that said, though, because it's a double villain and the other one's kind of weak, I still gave it a 3 overall because I think it was hurt by the aliens. If they did a better job with them, it probably would have been also a 4.
You know, it's funny. I agree. I did not like the alien aspect to it, but I gave it a 4. Jean Grey as Dark Phoenix in this one, they literally utilized her powers. I mean, I know she has way more and all that, but she did way more than the older version of the Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked it, though, how she had the crack like thing. She looked very evil and demonic. And I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. And she had a lot of great moments in this movie. And that's why I'm giving it a 4. Like, literally, she literally manhandled Magneto.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Like, she literally held him up. She destroyed his helmet. Yeah, and then stabbed him with his own helmet and pushed him out. I said, yo, that's badass. Then Professor X made his ass crippled walk going up the stairs.
That part was like, scary.
It was scary. And she was just holding him there. He was like, just go in my mind. Like, you're going to kill me anyway. Just go in my mind, read. And then she felt bad. And I was like, that was cool. Then my man Cyclops came and went, boom! And I was like, yeah! That whole, that's fighting. But that whole scene with her and the family and all that stuff. And I thought it was really good. And I think, honestly, I know they did not get the story right or whatever. They, again, re-imaged the storyline. I got to say, this one is actually the best one in terms of her power abilities, in terms of putting on screen. So I gave it a 4. For that reason, I gave it a 4.
And her backstory is good. I like it.
Like, I felt killed sad. Her mom. And I felt bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did a good job.
Yeah, so anyway, 4 there. Okay, action scenes.
Okay, so this was the hardest one for me.
It is hard.
This was hard because I'm sitting here and we've watched 6 of these movies already. And you can't help but, like, when you're watching one of these, especially what we do every week, and think back of the other ones and kind of compare. Like, was this better than this one? Or was this better than this one? I think I gave a 5 to X-Men 2. Right? I'm giving this one a 5 too. These are the only 2 5s for me. And I'll tell you why. I know there's a scene that you're going to talk. Well, I don't know which one. There's two great action scenes in this. Like, great. I'll let you take one. So I'll talk less about one and then maybe you will. So the one at the mansion when Magneto shows up with Beast and then there's the dreadlock guy, Nightcrawler, Cyclops. Cyclops is out here running, sliding, doing the thing. Awesome. I'll let you, if you want to expand. The train scene is so freaking good. Just for that scene, it is the best X-Men action scene, in my opinion, out of the whole franchise. Because everyone gets a time to shine.
Yeah.
Everyone uses their powers and fights how you would. It reminded me of a video game. Like playing one of those X-Men games where you're like, you control this one and you do that. Beast. Freaking. Once he rages, he starts throwing people. He starts pounding on them like a gorilla. I loved it. I was like, yes, that's what I would think. When Nightcrawler gets mad, he's like, he starts killing people. He's like stabbing him in the neck with his tail and doing all this crazy stuff. Amazing. Cyclops on the train, just blasting optic blasts at people. I said, let's go Storm. She flies out the top. She starts doing weather stuff. Magneto doing Magneto's. Like everything about that scene. And it's like super violent. I know this is PG-13. This got to be one of the most violent franchises we've done that's like PG-13. Because there's some stuff like it could have been. Well, first of all, Raven get a tree sticking out of her chest. And then this part in the train, like people are literally getting like murdered and stabbed in the neck and there's blood. And I loved it. So I give it a 5. I think that train scene encapsulates the X-Men and their powers perfectly. And fantastically. So I gave it a 5.
You know, it's funny because that's the scene in the movie that they all work together as a team.
Yep.
Because remember, Magneto yelled at Beast. He was like, Beast, go save Storm or something like that.
Yeah, and remember, he protects Cyclops. He puts the wall up where Cyclops is because he's going to get Jean. So,
and he has Professor X. So, so it was just like, you're right. That is the best. Honestly, you could go even farther and say it could be the best scene out of the entire franchise.
Action
in terms of action wise and in terms of like teamwork of all of them utilizing their power. So yeah, I agree with that. Let me tell you, that scene in New York, bro, is one of the best scenes I think I've seen in actually besides X-Men 2. Yeah. Like and I didn't know what was coming because again, it's been years since I've seen it. And when Professor X was like trying to reach for Nightcrawler, he's holding with his mind and he's seeing everyone and he's like doing this. And I said, finally, Professor X does some shit. And I said, thank God. But Cyclops in that scene was freaking amazing because he didn't want her Beast. And he's trying to wound him in a way that like, dude, like, stop. Like, you're not hitting, relax. You're not killing my girl. Like, he's like, you're not doing it. Him chasing Magneto first. Let me just tell you, when he was chasing Magneto and he goes, boom, and Magneto throws the metal thing. And I'm like, oh my God. And then Beast jumps and then he shoots at the cab with it. Dude, that whole fight sequence is so, and then Storm. She's like lightning. Oh, that scene was crazy. The train scene inside was crazy too. The Phoenix when she goes see her dad.
Yeah,
and they all went to they all try to fight.
Well, Quicksilver does the slow motion running up the wood.
Yeah, and she moved the wood. She went.
She just said,
"Yeah." I thought that was like pretty cool, but and I love how Scott tamed her. Because it showed it in there. He was just like, you said you're not going to hurt me. And he kept walking to her until the cops came. And it was over. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like,
you said you'd come back with me. You said you'd never leave.
And yeah. She's just
like, I'm mad. I want to leave. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
We totally forgot.
That scene.
The space scene.
That scene is awesome,
too. They all use all their. That's another one where they use their powers. Nightcrawler got to blip him in and out. She got to hold it together. Cyclops got the freaking gun. He goes in the under
that,
the.
Oh, that is a badass gun, bro.
He just puts his face in it. He magnifies it.
It's like an optic scope.
A mega optic scope, bro. And that's when Storm does the ice on the. Like, it's.
Yeah, she can hold it.
This one reminded me the most of the cartoon as far as the action scene. Everyone,
there's something about I want to say about the story, but I agree. And then and then at the end, when she goes, you want all my powers? And then you saw Scott disintegrating and he was like, Gene. And she was just like, oh no. And she was like, we're going. And she took him to outer space. And I was like, kind of like it wasn't as emotional because they wasn't adults. So they're not married or whatever. There was a boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. I guess it's storyline. But honestly, I think I had a blast. And I'm going to be honest with you, a blast watching the action scenes on this. Huh?
You had an optic blast.
I had an optic blast. Damn right I did. And I will say this, for people that talk about the CGI was amazing in this
movie. It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks way better than the new shit that comes out now. I'll say that right now. Magneto shooting all those fake guns look mad real. And bro, she's walking and she's like.
When the thing on the helicopter shoots the 50 cal at the alien and it starts like. busting up in pieces. Mm-hmm. Awesome. It was awesome. It looked great.
And I'll end it with this, where my man, when Storm did the whim, mm-hmm. and they all blew into the next car, and he went, and he went, dude, yes. I rewinded it because yeah. I said that is one of the most badass scenes yeah. I think of Magneto we ever seen on screen. Yep. He literally just crumbled it and he just went, we don't need you no more. And I said, yeah.
And you know what? We got one of our Patreons watching in the background who gave the action a 3, and I have no idea what movie he watched. I literally have no idea. I can't even understand. Maybe we'll talk with him after. I don't know which movie of this has a 3 for action. A 4 at least.
Maybe Last Stand.
Maybe he was thinking about Last Stand.
It could be. Because there's no way you could tell
me New York. He watched this with his eyes closed. He listened to it on the radio.
Oh, he let Gunner watch it and he barked at him. And he said, oh, it's a 3.
Something happened here. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So 5 across the board on here. All right. Let's see where we go with here. Storyline.
All right. We do got to get a little bit more down to earth here. So I think this movie's such a mixed bag story-wise. There are things I like. And there are things I don't like, legitimately. Again, I told you this last time. I think the Phoenix story needs to be told over more than one movie. It's too big. It's too epic. At least a 2-parter. If this was like part one and part, like Dark Phoenix Saga, part one, part two, I think it would work better. Because you could do all the setup with her backstory. You could show the space thing kind of approaching. You could introduce those alien characters. You could do a lot. And then in the second movie, it hits the fan. You know what I mean? I think they tried to jam too much into one movie, just like they did last time. And it's like a vicious cycle that they didn't learn. You cannot do this in one movie. I did read that Simon Kinberg, who wrote and directed this, he was a writer on some of the previous ones. This was his first directing job. I think he did a good job with the direction. I don't have any problem with the direction.
Yeah, he was good.
But even he said he was a little disappointed with how it turned out as far as the storyline. And even though this is more accurate than the original, the X-Men 3, because in that one, she just like has the power inside of her and all of a sudden is it. Here, it literally comes from space pretty much and ignites it more. So that's why I hate that it happens in Apocalypse when she does a, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. I kind of hate that part. Remember at the end, she does it and she's a flaming bird.
Yeah.
If they left that out and then now this happens and then perfect. So I think it's rushed. I like her backstory. I don't like the aliens. So it's like for everything I like, there's something I don't really like. And it's kind of a mixed bag. I don't think it's horrible though. I like the storyline in this better than Apocalypse. I like it better than part 3. Even still, I gave it a 3. I think it's fine. But I don't quite understand most of the hate for it personally.
I gave it a 3. I'm with you. I thought it was a good. Actually, I was entertained, and that's hard for a movie that supposedly got stamped really bad. Whatever. I was entertained. I was really engaged with the story from the beginning of the movie. Certain things did annoy me, but I love Professor X's ego trip. I thought that was really good. I hated Jennifer Garner's like leadership thing, and I'm gonna leave the team, and I'm like, then leave the team. Like, you're not even part of it.
You've
like,
been trying to leave the team since the first movie. Just go, please.
So yeah, so like, that's like the positive and the negative. And you're right, it's like so much positive, so much negative, just to balance it off. And I love Magneto leading a fugitive, not a fugitive. What's it called?
He's like out on Genosha, which is from the comics too. He's just like a peaceful life with the other mutants, like Sanctuary.
That's what it is. Sanctuary with mutants that are afraid to go out, but he gives them protection. Like, I'm like, that is really cool. But, and then it was like the stupid aliens with, you know, Jessica Chastain that you're thinking, oh, they're so powerful, but none of the X-Men fought them.
Right.
Until only the train scene. But other than that train scene, you know, the ending was kind of, and I'm, you know, I guess it could fall here. I don't know if you felt like this. Didn't the last scene kind of felt like kind of weak? Because it was just her going, you want all this power, and that's it. Like, they didn't fight. Like, Jean didn't even allow those aliens to attack her family. She just started disintegrating all of them, which I was like, it's cool. But I'm like, then what's the point of them standing there? Because it was just like waste of time with those type of characters. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a group of them and they're getting, you know, let's say like they're getting overwhelmed, like they're just getting attacked by a lot.
Because they were holding their own. On the
That's
train.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So let's just say like they're getting attacked by thousands of them coming at them. Then Jean goes, oh, damn, they're about to die. She could put a force field over them and then boom, she just, you know, blows them all up and then notices like, man, the only way for this to end is by sacrificing myself and she takes all my powers. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not a screenwriter, but that's something I could have done on the third one, but it was, I felt like it was kind of weak.
I
don't love the
ending either. I agree with you.
Yeah, it was kind of weak. But other than that, I kind of liked the movie. I would see it again. I would pop it way more on than part three or Apocalypse, looking at Oscar Isaac's stupid
face. It's way better than Apocalypse. I don't even care. Yeah. It's this movie's way better. I think it's like amazing, but I think it's way better than that one.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that talking about the director did a hell of a job with this movie. If this is his first movie or whatever it was, he did a great job, and he did it way better than the third guy. What was it? Brad Ratner?
Oh, he did. Yeah. This movie looks significantly better than that movie.
And it felt a little bit, this is what I was going to say. And it's perfect for here. And then we'll transit right to overall. Maybe you'll agree with me. This is the only X-Men movie that did not feel like the first six X-Men movie. It didn't have a message around it. Like the whole, it was just more action and one storyline. It didn't have like all that side
subtext and all that. Yeah, yeah. I agree. It was very, very
movie.
Minimal. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a straight movie. Superhero movie. This is exactly what it is. This did not feel like an X-Men movie, but it gave... See, how can you say it? It was an X-Men movie, but it didn't have that X-Men feel to it, but he gave you a lot of the team aspects and the action of X-Men without the subtext.
This feels like X-Men, but just literally without that part. Without the whole, like, if you don't know what we're talking about, it has the kind of, like, homosexuality kind of, like, subtext of, you know, at the time it was written and everything, that was kind of like, okay, you know, they're not accepted, it's not normal, and they want to fit in. And it didn't have a lot of that we're trying to fit in stuff as much. It did a little bit, because remember, she's like, you just want to blend in with everybody and blah, 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 and be rubbing. Yeah. But it's not as heavy-handed. Well, I don't think it's ever heavy-handed. I think that movies do a good job, but this just doesn't have it. This just feels like more of a straight-up sci-fi action version of an X-Men movie. Like the cartoon. It feels like the cartoon to me. I don't know why.
It feels, you know, it's hard to say it, but it feels like a Fantastic Four movie.
But good.
Better. Way but better. Done right. I'm just saying, way better, but it feels like a Fantastic Four. Like, it doesn't have that X-Men essence, but it still has the X-Men that you want. Yeah. And I thought they did a great job. Other than that, he did a great job writing it. I think he needed another person to help him with the storyline a bit, but I thought he did great. So, three across the board overall.
Overall, I give this movie a solid three. And the only reason it's not higher, I didn't give it a four because of the story. It's like, I can't go all in and give the movie a four just because of the action, like, for example. Because I gave a lot of threes on other stuff. Even though I like the cast still and I like the characters, I do think the storyline, it weakens it enough where it's just a three for me, but it's like a strong three. Like, I do like this movie. I just have to be realistic with my score. Like, it has problems, but it's entertaining. I think one thing you said that I 1,000,000% agree with is it is entertaining, in my opinion. The music is great. Hans Zimmer.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I saw this at the theater. I wanted to talk about this. I was sitting in the theater, and I kid you not, the opening, like, the music is going, and, like, when they're in space, and I'm like, bro, this music is good. Like, what is this? Because this sounds totally different than all the other X-Men movies. They all, besides First Class, they all have a similar, like, score, you know. Dun, 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 dun. It's in all the other ones. It's not in this at all. It's like a totally unique. And I sat in the theater and waited for the credits to come up. And then it's like, music by Hans Zimmer. I said, no freaking wonder. No wonder, because it is good. This has the best score out of any X-Men movie. But yeah, it's fun. It's got awesome action. I don't care. And it looks great. I saw this on 4K. It looked fantastic. It sounded fantastic. So if you're one of those disc people, just know it's a good disc. But even still, I think it's shot well. I like the colors in this movie. The CGI is actually really good, really strong. It's just like a really, really good three. That's the way I could put it.
Well, I'm going to do it, but I went over you by 1 point.
Do it.
I gave this a four. This is a great film. I look, it's two different point of views here, and it doesn't matter which way you go with, because whether you hate it or you love it, the film is still already made. So I think this movie is fantastic. I agree with you. There's certain aspects of the storyline that is pretty dumb, pretty stupid. But to me, it was still entertaining. And it's like 90% better than half the other superhero movies I bet we've seen in our lifetime. I enjoyed it for what it was. The action here is what's going to keep me coming back, because Cyclops is Cyclops in this movie. And I totally forgot about it. And I loved it. I think they all gelled well. I loved it. Look, and in this, again, music score, shot well. I think everything is so great. You have a great cast. It's not like they were all horrible. They were all good. And I like Nightcrawler. I don't know. Something about Nightcrawler is mad funny. He's just a funny character. He's funny in this.
Yeah. The conflict of like, I don't really want to hurt or kill people. But then he has to. He gets rage. Yeah. And he's like, that's it.
My favorite scene is when Quicksilver put the helmet with duct tape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He goes around.
Yeah. That was funny. I thought that was way too funny. But anyway, with that said, that was a 4. You gave it a 3. What's your total points?
And by the way, the only X-Men movie with no Wolverine at all. No Hugh Jackman. He was in at least a cameo in every single one. My overall points is an 18 out of a 25. I think it's a movie with problems that I don't think is a bad film. I think it's a good movie that could have been really good if it had more time. I still think it should have been really, this story should be told over 2. And if you took this same movie, remember the tease at the end of the last movie that I told you about in the end credits where they have the Essex Corp and it was going to be Mr. Sinister and then they don't even do anything with it, as you can see in this movie. If they took this same action, the same, and made him the villain and Jean Grey like doesn't do the Phoenix, but she still is using her powers and this movie would have been a 4. Or a 5, maybe. Honestly, because he's such a great villain, and they could have had the good action, but they have to do the Phoenix thing. I think they shot themselves in the foot a little bit. So 18 for me.
I gave it a 20. Overall, man, I think I was entertained with this, and I will say this. I wanted more X-Men movies. I'm not lying. At the end of this one, I wanted to see more X-Men. I was like, you know what? I want to see more. I was not bored with this franchise at all. I liked them all. I thought they were all great at their whatever time periods they all came out in, decades apart or whatever the hell it is.
Yep.
I loved it. I thought they were all great, and I will be revisiting a lot of them later down the road. Oh, not now, but maybe next year or so. But yeah, what did you think of our watch through of X-Men?
I agree. This is always, I've said this all the time. I think X-Men is one of the best comic book franchises, period. It has so many strong movies and it doesn't have that many super weak movies. You know what I mean? And it's 7 movies. And at worst, I think the lowest score I gave any of them was like a 16 or a 15. Like even 3, I think 3 is worse than that. I think 3 is the worst one. And then Apocalypse is the next worst. But I can watch them. You know what I mean? Like, I could watch those movies, but the other 5, I actually enjoy all the way up to, like, love. Like, I love X-Men 2. I love Future Past. I love First Class. And then I really like this one in 1. So I think overall, it's one of the strongest comic book franchises that has this many movies in it. Like, it's really good.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was great. And I'm happy because all the 4K transfers were amazing.
All of them.
Not like it stunk.
Nope. They all look great. Yeah. Good job by Fox. They did great a great job with all of them.
Yeah, they did. Totally. Hopefully, maybe they do like a bigger box set that have all of them in one. Yeah. Maybe on a year anniversary or something with new features.
Right now, I have
them
kind of all over the place. I have a 3-pack of the old ones. And then I have steelbooks for the first 3 of this one. And then a regular case for the other one.
Yeah, I brought the 2-packs of each 3. The beginning and then whatever.
Maybe Disney will do something when they make their new X-Men movie. Because they have these on Disney Plus. So it's not like they won't use it, the IP, you know?
That's true. I mean, it'll bring the money. But anyway, other than that, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next up, we continue with our aerial aviation films with a little movie called Devotion from last year. This is a new movie. We don't do that many new movies, but this one was 2022. So a newer one. And then we got a new franchise, baby. We got a new franchise and we're going straight to my childhood. I try to pick, you know, we've picked franchises we both really like, but this one, near and dear to my heart. We're going to be doing some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So we will be covering the original Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, which is part 2, Ninja Turtles 3, which some people think it's called Turtles in Time. It's not. It's just called Ninja Turtles 3. Turtles in Time was the video game. That I think a lot of people get them confused. Then you have Michael Bay's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Those are the 5 we're going to do. And we may do the animated one as a bonus episode, but for the franchise main, we're going to do those 5.
There you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at GeeksAndFlix or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be hosted to each other and geek out.